Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and this time we're going to take you hiking over mountains and through forests. And be careful, no one sees you smoking, because this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to those heroes of so many forest fires, the Forest Rangers. So here we go, wandering among the redwoods and the pines, as the Comedy Capers ensemble starts the ball rolling with a famous Rangers song. And before we get any farther into the program, let me tell you a secret. We have a famous motion picture celebrity here tonight, a celebrity whose voice you will recognize the instant you hear it. Naturally, we want to save this great act until the last, but we do want you to stick around for the treat of your life. Meanwhile, whom do we see prowling among the trees but the original forest ranger, Phil Kramer, the big dame hunter, who always brings them back alive and happy. Phil Kramer.
Yes, sir, I used to be a forest ranger.
Well, you don't say so, Phil.
I do. I'll never forget the time we were going through the forest and we came across a sweet-smelling skunk.
Now, wait just a minute. There's no such thing as a sweet-smelling skunk. And if there is, how do you account for it?
Well, when this skunk was 2 years old, his father cut him off without a cent.
Well, Phil, how are you feeling anyway? Tell
me. Well, not so good. I went to the doctor yesterday, and he told me to cut out all drinking, smoking, and late hours.
And if you did all that?
That he'd make a new woman of me.
Well, how's your girlfriend, Marion?
Oh, she's troubled with insomnia. It bothers her insomnia time and in the winter time.
And I suppose her insomnia is getting worse and worse.
Yeah, she can't even sleep when it's time to get up.
Like me. Well, Phil, I guess you and Marion must have some nice times together, though.
Oh, yeah, she kisses like a motorboat.
You say she kisses like a motorboat?
Yeah, put. After 25 or 30, why, it gets tiresome.
Well, where did you take her last night?
Oh, we went to the circus to see the India Rubber Man, but we got chipped.
Well, didn't you get to see the India Rubber Man?
No, the fat lady was using him for the garter.
Well, no wonder you should have taken her to the theater to see a show.
Oh, no, I did that last week, and she left the theater while the show was going on.
Well, what excuse did she give for leaving the theater in the middle of the show?
Well, the program said there would be a 6-month lapse of time between Act 1 and Act 2, and she had to take a piano lesson.
She had to take a piano lesson next day. Oh, what a girl. Well, does she go to school?
Yeah, she's studying to be an idiot, and she's losing ground every day.
Well, where does she come from?
Oh, she comes from England.
From England, huh? Well, does she speak Welsh?
Just a rare bit.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll bet Marion is quite popular, isn't she?
You bet. She wears diamonds that she got from 13 sweethearts.
She got diamonds from 13 sweethearts?
Yeah, she had a grand slam in diamonds.
I get it. Well, is she nice to her family?
No, that's the trouble. Her father has a shirt that looks like the Three of Spades.
Well, I don't get you. What do you mean her father has a shirt that looks like the Three of Spades?
Well, it looks like the deuce and has a black spot in the middle.
Well, how does Marion act when you take her to dinner?
Oh, she's very careless. Why, the other night she dropped a chicken on another man's lap at the next table.
You don't say. Well, say, I'll bet that man was sore, wasn't he?
No, that wasn't the first time he had a chicken on his lap.
Well, all I can say is that she must be a very pretty and popular girl if you take her out.
Well, she certainly is. Before I met her, she had 12 men at her feet.
Did you say she had 12 men at her feet?
Yeah, 11 shoe salesmen and a carafe day.
Well, if I were you, I'd give her up and get myself a nice job.
Well, I have a job. I'm a milliner in a dairy.
A milliner in a dairy? What do you do?
I put caps on bottles.
Oh, well, say, Phil, you know, you're just driving me nuts.
Well, that reminds me. I got a date with two of them now.
You got a date with two of what?
A day night and a night night.
You know, Phil Kramer once told a girl he was a 100-yard runner, and she said, "That's nothing. I've got one almost that long in my stocking." But to get on with the show...
Hey, big and handsome.
Listen, we're saving you for the big act at the finish.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're taking too long. I like a man that takes his time, if you get what I mean.
Oh, I get what you mean, all right.
Yeah, but you're taking too much time.
Well, please, not now. Please, not now. I mean, after all... wait a little while, will you? Don't you understand?
I say, can I depend on that?
Why, absolutely. But you're not trying to make me, are you?
Oh, gee, can you be had?
Can I be had? But listen, you've got to stop now, don't you see? You'll get on pretty soon. We've got to let the trio sing, see? You know, a trio. Three girls.
Yeah, three girls. Hey, three timing me, hey? Listen, large and beautiful. I'll wait a little while. But if I don't get on soon, I got a 44 that won't repeat. And if you know what I mean, I'm coming up to see you sometime. So,
come see you. Oh, girls. You'd better hurry and sing. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Pacific Star singing, Come for It's June.
Dreaming, my sweet, open your wonderful eyes. Come to your window and watch the sun, watch it arise, arise. Sweet it is June and the world so gay, lovelier, lovelier every day. Come then and wander away, away, under the sunlit sky. Dear little hand to hold, for all the world is a blue. Come, for the breezes are calling sweet. Come, for I want you too. Often the playing no fair, so fair, fragrant and cool in the balmy air. Roses are blossoming everywhere. Oh, come, for it's June, it's June.
Ladies and gentlemen, was the Blue Pacific Star. Three beautiful little girls. Oh.
Oh, hello, tall and lovely. Am I on here?
Listen, why don't you stay away from me?
Because you annoy me so delightfully. It will make myself clear.
Perfectly clear, but listen, there's another act.
Yeah, I know. It's the Red Cross Shield, and you think it's an animal mask. Well, take your time, but take it fast.
Well, I'll do that, too. And now, strolling through the forest, we see Bill Ozark, the young man from Arkansas, the original slow brain through Arkansas. He heard someone singing, A Tree is a Tree, and immediately said, Of course it is. What did you think it was, anyway? Presenting Bill Ozark.
You know, Tom, it's a funny thing you're talking about forest rangers. You know, I used to be a forest ranger.
You did? Well, they didn't let you smoke on the job, did they?
No, they didn't. That's why when I get a hold of a cigar now, I smoke it as long as I can, you know.
Well, it looks like you're smoking that one pretty short.
Yeah, a man just told me my chew tobacco was on fire.
Well, how do you get them so short?
Oh, this is a little thing I picked up on the boulevard, Tom. You know, there's one bad feature about smoking them so short like this.
Oh, what's that?
Why, smoke gets in my eyes.
Well, what can you do to keep the smoke out of your eyes?
Tom, there's only one thing I know to do, and that is get a long little stogie.
Get along. Bill, you should have made a pretty good forest ranger. Weren't you raised up in the Ozark Mountains?
Yeah, but I ran away from home when I was a boy.
Oh, why did you run away?
Well, it's a pretty long story, Tom, but I got to fill in some time here somehow. I might as well tell you all about it. You know, me and my dad, we was living together in a little log house way back up in the mountains.
Yeah.
So one cold night, I guess it's long about Christmas time, me and my dad was sitting there in front of the fireplace, and the fire just about died out. And so the old man told me, he says, Rob, go out and get some more wood. And I says, no, it's too cold out there. He says, get out there and get that wood. So I went out to the wood pile and I got an armload of wood. And then while I was going back to the house, I kind of rebelled. You know how young fellows do that?
Yeah,
thing.
I know.
I says, I ain't going to take that wood in there. So I throwed the wood down right outside of the house, and then I went through the mountains and down to Mulberry, caught a train out of there, and I was gone 5 years.
5 years.
Finally, I got to wondering how the old man was doing back home and decided to go back home and see him. And when I got off the train at Mulberry, I went walking up through the mountain, through the snow, and there was that old house sitting there just like it was when I left it, Tom. Snow was all over it.
Yeah.
And so I got kind of worried there for a while. I didn't know how the old man was doing. But just as I started in the house, I saw the wood laying there just where I throwed it down.
Wow.
I picked it up in my arms and went in the house, and when I turned around and shut the door, I saw the old man sitting over there right in front of the coal fireplace, just like he was when I left. And so the old man heard the door close, and he looked around there at me, and he says, "Where in the world did you go for that wood?"
And I'm sorry, but it's too late to have our motion picture celebrity go on, because we've got to end this edition of Comedy Capers right here. Thanks, Bill Ozark. You can go back to Arkansas now, while we're all saying auf Wiedersehen. Forest Rangers edition of Comedy Capers is over now, and this is Tom Poe saying goodbye for this time. But remember, the depression is over and the employers can cease firing.